The Colorado flooding has been called anywhere from a 500 to a 1,000-year event. When Governor Hickenlooper tapped you to be the chief recovery officer, how did you wrap your head around the enormity of the damage, and what were you determined to tackle first?
I received, in the first day after the announcement, about 1,200 emails from around the world offering for help. And so that helped us set priorities a lot. We continue to this day, because of the federal shutdown, we were waiting to get the Department of Agriculture help to identify the agriculture issues. We now have that and are about two-thirds through the process of evaluation on 1,200 farms, 32,000-plus acres. So we now have specific targets in place and know what we've got to get done and when we're going to get it done.
In a recent Denver Post article, you said there's a gap between the amount of funding available to flood victims and what some are actually receiving. How are you working to fix that?
On average, if you look, and we've got a lot of statistics, of course, because of Sandy and other places, the FEMA grants average about $6,100 per damage or lost home. And after that, where there's a lot of our folks throughout the state that will need additional help, that comes down to our ability, and it's such an important job for all of us, through fundraising, both local, county, and state, to be able to provide as much assistance as we can. And, of course, that's particularly true for those folks that don't have flood insurance.
When the governor has said the recovery process will build for the future and repaired infrastructure will be better than before, we're in a race against winter here. How are you balancing temporary road fixes and infrastructure fixes with a desire to build it better in the future, especially along Highway 34 and Big Thompson Canyon, which was nearly 100% destroyed?
It's a two-stepper in this case. Conscious decisions were made that are temporary, that will go back and indeed make more permanent improvements to make it better, and that's the trade-off. Number one goal, of course, was get it open, get it squared away where people can feel like they're not stranded, and then go back and build it better than ever before next spring.
So how long will your job last? Is this going to be a permanent position?
Well, two things. I'm executive chairman of a wonderful company,
and
that keeps me pretty gainfully employed. Our goals and my commitment to the governor is we will have everything in place, including the entire project management office and part of the ongoing governor's office before we step aside. But our commitment, again, is just as the governor's committed, is put in place something that's permanent, that is available, that's better than anything we've done before, and even though it's heaven forbid, have it in place so that when the next disaster happens, it'll be a tool to be used.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure, and again, thanks for the time.
Jerry Stead is Colorado's chief recovery officer overseeing rebuilding efforts across Colorado after September's flooding. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.